Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. We will be reading from verse 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and he fell, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from the mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and bring to you this good news. But behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man who was named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God, the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom, and there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. That is God's word for us. Amen. May he bless the reading of his word. Now, let's say that you were invited by God to have 1 hour with him. Maybe, let's say God invited you to have coffee with him over after lunch or something, and you had 1 hour to talk with the Lord about anything and everything that you would like. And any question that you ask, everything you said to him would be heard and it would be answered. What would you ask? If you had any requests, what would they be? Now, in our story today, in the first and second century of Jerusalem, Israel had approximately 20,000 priests on duty in the temple, and they were serving at the main temple in Jerusalem. Here at DKPC, we have multiple pastors, and we have Chonazanim's on staff as well, and sometimes on Sundays, these pastors will rotate for a preaching schedule. But what if our church had 20,000 pastors? How often would you be able to hear one particular person? Today we learn of a man, a priest named Zechariah. Zechariah had a wife named Elizabeth, and the Bible tells us that they both feared the Lord, and they loved God, they served him, and they lived holy. Both were faithful believers, but they had one struggle in their marriage, in their lives, and it was this. Zechariah and Elizabeth could not have children. They tried, they've been praying for a very long time, and they were unable to have any kids. And now they're too old to even try anymore. In verse 9 today, the Bible tells us that Zechariah was finally chosen by the church to go and deliver the services for the temple. He was finally chosen to lead the worship service at the temple. So think about this. If you are on staff with 20,000 people, and you were chosen once, you were given one opportunity, right? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Zechariah knew that this was the only time that he had where he can stand face-to-face with God and pray about anything and deliver any kind of message to him, anything that he'd want. We all know what Zechariah was praying for. Verse 11 tells us that as he was serving and praying and in the hour of incense, an angel of the Lord appears before him. And in verse 13 to 14, Scripture tells us that the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife, Elizabeth, will finally bear a son." So we know exactly what Zechariah was praying for as he was in the temple. Now think about this. Many of us in here are praying for something. Some of us have been praying for the same thing for years and years, and you have been waiting. Zechariah is just like us. For years and years, for decades, he has been praying for a child. All he wants to do is to be a father one day. And an angel appears to him and tells to him, "Your prayer has been granted. Your prayer has been answered." Now, if an angel of the Lord came to you today after Christmas service and said, "That thing that you have been praying for, God has finally answered, and he will deliver it to you today," how would you respond to that? I think for many of us in here, we would be overjoyed. We would be filled with happiness. We'd be excited. We would thank the Lord. Oh my God, thank you for answering my prayers. I can't believe that you finally answered everything. Verse 18 tells us Zechariah responds differently. Zechariah says, "Hold on. Are you sure? I don't believe you." He says, "I'm too old, so I don't believe you." And Zechariah has answered this prayer in this way because he's a man that has been disappointed too many times. Maybe you are here today and you have been disappointed. Maybe for some of you in here, this is your first time at church in a long time. And you're coming to do your Christmas dues. And you haven't come to church in a while because, yeah, you have been disappointed by God a few times. And Zechariah answers in the same way. "I don't believe you, God." Now, it's so interesting what the angel does here. The angel says, "I am Gabriel. I stand before the presence of God." What does this mean? It's the literal thing. I stand before God. I know God. I am with God. And this is a message that God has sent from me to you. And because Zechariah does not listen and obey and submit to the message that God has sent, Zechariah is muted. The angel The angel enables or prevents Zechariah from speaking as a discipline, as a punishment. Now, I want to focus on another story that we just read as well. See, Zechariah has been praying for so many years. He finally gets his prayer answered, and he doesn't believe it. And because he doesn't believe, because he doesn't have this faith, the angel mutes him. This other story, the story is about a young woman who was not a priest. She was not in ministry. She didn't serve in the church. She was just a faithful person. Look over here. It tells us that an angel appears. The same angel appears to Mary one day and tells to her that you will bear a son. And this son, his name will be Jesus. And this son will be a special son. He will be the Savior of the world. He will be the one that sits on the throne of David. This is the Messiah. And you will be his mother. Mary understands that she has not even been married yet. She's only engaged. And she's so young. How can this be? But look here at verse 38. Rather than being in disbelief like Zechariah, look at her response. She says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Now, instead of refusing to believe in God's message, Mary submits. Now, let's wrap up here. Friends, why am I talking about this story on a Christmas Sunday? Why are we talking about Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary when we're supposed to be talking about the birth of Christ? Well, friends, Christmas is a time where we are so busy with so many other things. We are busy with shopping. We are busy with wrapping and unwrapping gifts. We are busy with giving and receiving. We're distracted with parties and shopping malls and family trips and vacations and all of these things. But we often forget the one incredible gift that all Christians have because of the Savior who was born today. We have one particular special gift because of Jesus. And this is the gift. It is the gift of prayer. Did you know? Praying to your Father, praying to your Maker, praying to your Savior is a gift. A precious gift that when God, the Maker of the universe, hears us, that He responds to us, that He answers us, that these prayers shape us. What a precious, precious gift this is. Prayer is a gift, amen? Christians have the precious gift of God hearing us when we speak and when we plead with Him. And because He knows us and hears us, we should never be discouraged like Zechariah. But instead, we should be prayerfully faithful like Mary was. In addition, when God calls us in, when He calls to us in our prayers, when we're reading His word, we should have the same posture of obedience that Mary did. Rather than serving hopelessly and helplessly, we should serve our Lord willingly and humbly. Now, friends, I want to tell you this. God hears our prayers. God hears us when we are suffering. God hears our praise and He will answer you. And when God calls us by His word, we must respond in obedience. And lastly, we must understand that God hears our prayers because of Jesus Christ, the one who was born on this Christmas day, the one who mediates for us. There is one mediator between God and man, and that God-man is Jesus Christ. He is the one that gives to us His righteousness. He is the one who has saved us and redeemed us as a new creation by His blood. by the power of the cross. And because we have this precious gift, we should never squander the gift of prayer. Now, brothers and sisters, this Christmas, faithfully and humbly spend some time in prayer. Yeah? That is my charge to you. Pray thanking the Father for the Son. Pray and thank the Father for the cross. Pray and thank the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. That is my encouragement to you. As we enjoy this precious day with family and friends, spend time praying, spending time with your Lord. Amen.